is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Over 17% of teachers drop out within their first 5 years. Lab tests for vitamin D deficiency have spiked. Doctors ordered more than 10 million tests from Medicare patients in 2016, up 547% since 2007. Shoplifting costs stores more than $17 billion annually, according to the industry. Chinese government has fired 10 officials and punished dozens of others in connection with a scandal over faulty vaccines that has undermined the leadership and fueled parent protest. By 2016, Asians in the top 10th of the income distribution earned about $120,000 more than those in the bottom 10%, where income inequality has accelerated faster than other racial groups. Senior Safe Act gives banks that accept training more certainty they would not be punished for disclosing account information to the authorities and thereby not risk being sued by clients or fined and penalized by regulators. Nestle Corporation has pulled millions of gallons of water from the San Bernardino National Forest that it sells under its Arrowhead brand without permit to do so, and following forest regulations on minimum levels of water in a watershed in California that is now rated as impaired. New Orleans Mayor Mayor Landrieu diverted $40 million from Navy-based development first to drainage projects and then to other unspecified projects that now mean the money cannot be recouped for rehabilitation. The opioid epidemic has killed 45,000 people in the 12-month span ending September, making it almost as lethal as the AIDS crisis at its peak. In the mid-1990s, there were over 8,000 publicly traded companies on exchanges in the U.S., but in 2016, there were only 3,627. In the U.S. and France, judges give shorter sentences when defendants show up in court on their birthdays. Judges are also likely to grant asylum to a refugee if they have done so for the previous asylum applicant, or when it's hot outside or their alma mater unexpectedly lost a football game. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 199 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.